Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We bring the show to you each week to educate you, to teach you, to give you a fighting chance, an edge with the insurance companies. Once you're in a car wreck or car crash, we do car crash cases. These insurance companies are well-trained. It's not, to them, an ordinary event. It is, to you, an extraordinary event. They do this day by day. They do it every day for a living. They're well-trained. It's routine for them. It's not routine for you. Think about that. They have the edge over you. You don't have a car wreck every day. You don't have a car crash every day. They deal in this stuff every day. And they deal in it with experts. They have their own access to doctors. They have their own access to lawyers. Who do you have on your side? Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's called championsofthepeople.com because for years, over 25 years, we have championed people's causes, legal cases, car wreck cases, worker compensation. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989 or our website, championsofthepeople.com. Let's face it, some of these cases, most of these injury cases, you need an attorney. Sometimes Brad and I tell people when they come into our firm, you don't need an attorney for this, for that, for this, for that. With these type of cases, with these highly trained insurance adjusters against you, they're not on your side, against you, you need help, and we're trying to give you the edge in these weekly shows and weekly programs. We've been doing it for years. Okay, today we're talking about concussions. What do we know about concussions? Well, we know they're big in the news. We know they've been around for a very, very long time. We know that they're called the invisible injury by some people in the insurance industry. They can't see it. They can't touch it. They can't feel it. So they're not going to pay for it. So, you know, Brad, now we've got these things with the NFL. It's all come to light. Concussions are real. I mean, we've had big, tough NFL players shoot themselves, unfortunately, tragic consequences. But these head injury situations, these concussions, and the post-concussive syndrome is very important.
It certainly is. You know, sometimes I wonder if all those adjusters, all those lawyers, all those insurance companies who for years were fighting and saying there's no such thing or you had to lose consciousness to have a concussion or it goes away or it doesn't have a lasting impact, if they ever have stopped with at least what's coming out from the NFL and recognized how many juries they've and people they've fooled, how many times they've misled people, and if they have any concern about it at all. Because the bottom line is that we now have learned and we have more and more evidence showing that these injuries that happen, and believe me, it does not have to be loss of consciousness. It just doesn't have to. You can have a bump, a blow, or even a jolt to your head, and it will cause a change in the way the brain works. And next thing you know, you have a concussion. It can occur from a fall or a blow to the head, and like I said, a jolt. So these are serious injuries. They can have an impact. We always say, well, we recover, we recover, we recover. Well, sometimes we don't even know whether or not we've recovered. Sometimes we don't know that we haven't recovered.
Right, and that's very true. You know, these insurance companies, you got to understand, we've told you for years, they're not on your side. They're not your friend. They're your adversary. They act friendly. They want papers signed for you. We've covered those in other shows. We've had shows on what do you do on the first call to the insurance adjuster, and what paperwork do you fill and what paperwork do you not fill out, and we're not going to cover that today. But the point of the matter is that these insurance companies and adjusters are trained against you. So when they say to you, well, you know, you went to the MT said you were okay at the scene. When you went to the emergency room, you got an X-ray on your arm, or you got an X-ray or on your neck. MRI on your neck. It showed there was nothing injured or damaged. And so there was nothing, they say to you, there was nothing in the emergency room records or the EMT records that support a head injury. Well, hello, that's probably true. And that's the whole point. That's the whole point that we try to prove every day. We've been doing these cases for years. So let's just take it, Brad, from the time that you're at the scene, the EMTs are there. Many times the EMTs don't put in the records that there's any symptom like headache, concussion, loss of consciousness, dazed and confused, that sort of thing. And there's many symptoms which we're going to cover later in the show today. But they don't put those in the records. And it becomes a problem because the insurance company attacks you on them.
Right. They don't put it in the record. And the EMT sometimes will make a judgment of some kind or another as to the degree of impact. But the bottom line is that there's no one who has yet been able to determine or tell you what degree of impact can or cannot cause an injury, a concussion injury. So you can't just start saying, well, the impact wasn't hard enough. It was a minor impact, minor injuries of cars or minor damages to cars. That doesn't matter. The EMT doesn't know things, or else there's, or at times there's just some normal events that are going on that lend themselves to the car accident itself. A person can have a headache. They can be irritable. What, you're going to be irritable when you've been in an accident. I mean, you might be very irritable. Sadness. You might be sad when you might be nervous. You might show some anxiety. Those are symptoms of a head injury, but they're also normal symptoms of people that are going through an accident. So you can't just say, hey, there's no signs of a head injury. And some of these signs may not manifest themselves till after the adrenaline of the accident is done, until after you're taking care of what's going on and you start dealing with the day-to-day living that you have, and they start to surface because you've suppressed them to take care of your accident and take care of yourself during the accident.
Well, you really hit the nail on the head, because some of these symptoms overlap. So the insurance company always says, well, you had a headache. Yeah, sure, you had a headache. You had a muscle tension headache, or you had a neurologically derived-based headache, but it wasn't a head injury. Well, they don't know, but that's what they're going to say. And they're going to try to convince you you don't have a case. Let's talk about the scene of the accident when the EMTs get there. You know, a big one is the insurance company usually says, well, you didn't lose consciousness at the scene, so you can't have a head injury. Not true. Not true at all. Modern medicine says that's not true, and we're gonna show you today. But, Brad, what we find fascinating is that when the EMTs get there, and some of them respond very fast, and they're very good at what they do and very good at their job. If you have loss of consciousness for 20 seconds, they're not there within 20 seconds. If you have an episode of being dazed and confused, which is what the medical literature says is a prerequisite, one prerequisite for a head injury or a concussion, they might get there 9 minutes later, 7 minutes later, 14 minutes later. All that has passed.
That's right. We've learned from the sports that most diagnosed concussions do not involve loss of consciousness. Okay. Most diagnosed concussions. And there's a whole lot of undiagnosed concussions that don't involve loss of consciousness either. So that is something you have to remember. So yes, you're going to, and the other thing is, when they ask you, did you lose consciousness? How do you know? It's like Gary said, what if it's 20 seconds? What if it's 10 seconds? Is it, and what is loss of consciousness? Are you completely out? Is it like you're in a dream state, or is it like you're falling asleep? Is it where you've lost track of what's going on? Is it where you're not certain of what's going on? Loss of consciousness is a hard thing for a person to say occurred. And the person next to you, if you have a passenger in the car or somebody in the back, may not see it either. Because you can lose consciousness for 10 seconds while that person is dealing with what happened in the accident or is getting out of the car. You don't know. It's an altered state of mind. Did you have an altered state of mind? Did you have something that changed your way of normal thinking, your way of normal functioning, and your mental abilities? Those are issues that have to be addressed. And is that a loss of consciousness?
You know, a lot of people say, the insurance company said, well, right there on the EMT records, they didn't document any loss of consciousness. As a matter of fact, on the EMT records, they asked you, did you lose consciousness? And you said no, or you denied it. So they seize upon that situation. They seize upon it, saying you denied loss of consciousness at the scene. Therefore, you couldn't have a head injury. Therefore, you couldn't have a concussion. Wrong. That's wrong. The other part of the medical literature, this is doctor talk now, medical literature says that if you have either loss of consciousness or if you're dazed and confused, those are the key words, if you're dazed and confused at the scene, then that's a prerequisite for you having a concussion. So you can be awake, you can be alert, but you can be dazed and confused. What, 5 seconds, 10 seconds? That's, and there's no time period. I mean, it doesn't say you have to be dazed and confused for 2 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes. Many people are when they have a big traumatic car crash. But so loss of consciousness and dazed and confused, and sometimes the EMTs don't even acknowledge. They want to know if you lost consciousness. They don't even talk about dazed and confused. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But it's what goes into the record the insurance company seizes on.
Sure. You know, there of the physical signs, there's up to 11. There's probably many more of that, but there's 11 I can think of right now. And dazed or stunned is only one of them. You know, we're talking about numbness or tingling, sensitivity to noise or sensitivity to light, fatigue, visual problems, dizziness, balance problems, vomiting, nausea, headaches. There's 11 I've just rattled off for you. Only one is dazed or stunned. And any one or more of those physical signs. That's not talking about the cognitive and the emotional and the sleep signs. You've got other symptoms, cognitive, emotional, and sleep that add into that. So the fact they show up and you're not showing any signs, once again, sometimes our bodies can suppress the injury, but if it's there, if we've got a head injury and it surfaces, if it comes to light, it's got to be addressed.
Right. Well, we got a break coming up, but think about this. You're at the scene of the accident. You've been injured. You're terrified. You know, it was a big crash, small crash. It's a very terrifying situation. They come up and you hurt your ankle, your foot, and your left arm. Well, they're going to put the most focus right away on the acute injuries like your left, your ankle or your left arm. And sometimes, many times in the records, it doesn't get in the records that you also have a headache. And sometimes those onset later. We're going to cover more of this after the break. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We're owners of Bell and Pollock. We represent injured victims. We'd be glad to represent you. Our telephone number 303-795-5900. In the mountains, it's 970-870-8989. We have an office in Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. If you've been injured, you need a legal game plan. We can give you a free legal game plan, meaning you'll know what to do. You can give us a call, and our website is championsofthepeople.com for a reason. That reason is you. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show will be right back.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We are the owners of Bell and Pollock for over 25 years. We've helped injured victims put their lives back together again. We can help you if you've been injured. Give us a call at 303-795-5900, 795-5900. In the mountains, our telephone number is 970-870-8989. 8-9, and always anywhere you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we champions people's causes, like injured people, like you, championsofthepeople.com. Okay, today we're talking about concussions, and we say, Brad, at the scene, the EMTs sometimes are focused on your left ankle that you hurt, your left arm that you hurt, not necessarily the head injuries. They do pay attention to that. They try to assess whether you're alert and oriented. And if they say you are right now, well, that's 9 minutes after the impact. You might not have been right after the impact. You might not have been alert and oriented at all.
Well, that's right. And because you weren't, or because they expected to be that way, sometimes the EMTs don't identify concussions. This is not really, you know, an EMT showing symptoms, really, this is not the kind of thing that an EMT should necessarily be diagnosing anyway. Their job should be to identify what the problems are with the patient. And like you said, Gary, if the patient has a injury to another part of their body that is taking priority in either the pain level or the functioning ability of the physical functioning, then that's what they're going to pay attention to. And that's what the patient's going to pay attention to. And a lot of the problems are going to be attributed to that injury. For instance, if you start saying you're feeling nauseated or you vomit, but you've got this injury that's causing so much pain that it's causing nausea, that could be the situation. You can't just say that these problems are not attributable to a head injury. You have to take your time. You have to look at it. You have to figure out exactly what's going on.
You do. And these EMTs do a great job. We've seen them over the years. They pay attention. They take care of the patient. Sometimes they're more concerned about putting the patient on a board to protect their spinal cord, securing their cervical neck portion of their body, and very concerned about that. So they do a great job. And then now you get to the emergency room, almost the same scenario. The emergency room doctors, you know, the first thing you want to know is where it hurts. And, you know, what are your symptoms? What are your problems? Well, you're not really, really talking about memory problems because you don't have them then. They don't onset till later. You're not really talking about cognitive processing problems because usually you don't have them then. They come on later. You might be talking about a headache, but you're talking about the fact that your neck, you can't turn your head, and your low back hurts. That's what they're going to focus on. And we're going to take an MRI or an X-ray of the low back and maybe the neck, maybe a CT scan. You know, sometimes if you say my head hurts or I hit my head, they might do a CT scan to see if you have a brain bleed. You know, that's the standard of care in an ER. But many times you don't present and they're not concerned with immediately, you know, cognitive symptoms, memory problems, because those onset later. They have an onset, so they're not there in the emergency room.
Well, look at the cognitive problems. Feeling mentally foggy, feeling slowed down, difficulty concentrating, difficulty remembering. Forgetful of recent information or conversation, confused about recent events, answering questions slowly, repeating questions. Any of those, when you're at the scene of the accident, dealing with crushed cars, dealing with immediate injuries, dealing with police, ambulances, and everything else going on, can happen, and they do not get attributed to a head injury.
Right. Period. And, you know, once again, the emergency room doctors do a great job. I mean, they're there. They pay attention to you. They take care of you. But they are focused on what's the most immediate situation or the most immediate problem. That's not to say they don't pay attention to your head and your brain. They do, because many, many cases we see where the symptoms initially are bad enough that they're going to give you a CT scan to see if your brain is bleeding, a brain bleed. That's, you know, that's the standard of the care. So many times they say we're going to observe you for a while, and so they are concerned, and they do get concerned about head injuries and concussions. It is just the sometimes that some of these symptoms don't onset till later. So if they don't onset till later, the doctors aren't going to see them. You're not going to complain about them, and they're not going to be recorded and documented in the emergency room records. That's the point.
And Gary, let's talk about what happens with EMTs. EMTs arrive at a scene of an accident, and their job is basically like is to patch a person up and get them to the doctor. Rarely is a head injury going to be of major concern to them. They're looking for the physical parts of their bodies that aren't working. If we've got bleeding, if we've got potential internal bleeding, if we've got personal parts of the body that need to be fixed, and getting them on and they need to be isolated for some reason or another, get them on a stretcher or get them in the ambulance, get them to the hospital. When the emergency room comes in, that's another thing they're concerned about. They're concerned about the immediate treatment of immediate injuries that are causing problems at that point. A head injury, if the person's head injury is not so severe that it's causing complete dysfunction or major dysfunction, but is of a nature where it's causing some of the things we've talked about, some headaches and dizziness and sensitivity and the being dazed and difficulty concentrating, difficulty remembering. Normally what they're going to do is they may document some of that, and then they're going to say, go home, see if it goes away, and come see us later, or go see your other physician later. And they're not even going to handle it. They're going to say, go see a specialist later. And if those symptoms persist. So they're not even really concerned about treating those.
Well, and sometimes the symptoms aren't there. So if they're not there for the 2 hours you're in the emergency room, or 3 hours or 1 hour or 45 minutes, they're not going to be addressed. And if they're not addressed, they're not put on the record. Don't you ever let these insurance companies get away with by saying to you, well, the EMTs said you were alert and oriented, so no problem there. When you got the emergency room, there was no indication that you had a concussion or head injury, because many times there aren't any symptoms at that point. And the doctors are doing a great job. They take care of your neck. They take care of your low back. And if they suspect that there's a concussion from seeing some symptoms, then they'll either hold you, they'll observe you, they'll give you a CT scan of your brain. And so they do due diligence, and they do that. But sometimes the symptoms aren't there. They haven't developed, and doctors can't treat symptoms that aren't there.
Well, look at the emotional. You're looking for irritability, sadness, more emotional, nervousness. To even know that, normally you got to have a baseline. Those symptoms are normally going to be seen by people around you, or the people that know you, that see that you're not functioning in your normal level or in your normal way. And they're saying, boy, you seem more emotional than normal. You seem irritable all the time. Well, if you don't know how a person is, you can't tell whether they're looking nervousness or not, and if that's a normal function or if it's a different function. So some of these symptoms aren't even symptoms that necessarily a person meeting you for the first time can tell you. And I'll give you an example, because when you start talking about injuries and treatment of them, when you start talking about determining if there's a sports injury, one of the first things all these clinics want is they want baseline testing. Before season, pre-season baseline testing of the athletes, so they have a baseline to compare how the athlete is after they've taken the jolt that may have caused a head injury, may have caused a concussion. So if you need baseline testing, you don't find that in the accident. You don't find that in the ambulance. You don't find that in the emergency room. You find that from the people who know you, who are around you, and can say where that baseline is.
Sure. And sometimes it takes that to prove it. These are sometimes easier to prove, concussions and the long-term lasting effects. And sometimes they're harder to prove, but they can be proved. That's usually why you need an attorney. You can give us a call at any time, Bell and Pollock. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. We're the owners of Bell and Pollock. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. In the mountains, we have an office in Steamboat Springs, and we do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for years, to help injured victims put their lives back together again. You need attorneys who know the issues, who know the law, and who know the medicine. At Bell and Pollock, we do that. We can also give you a legal game plan. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. If you've been injured, you can give us a call. We'll help you put your life back together again. It's what we do, and we've been doing it for years. Today, we're talking about this concussion issue. I want to talk about one more thing in the emergency room. Sometimes if they suspect that you might have had a concussion or a concussive event or a concussive syndrome, they might give you the Glasgow Coma Scale. Well, that's what the insurance company sees on it. The Glasgow Coma Scale, a perfect score is 15. So they say, the insurance company says, well, you got a Glasgow Coma Scale in the emergency room. It's a perfect 15. What's your problem? I'll tell you the problem. The problem is that the symptoms of the dazed and confused and loss of consciousness and the other multitude of symptoms occurred earlier. They occurred at the scene momentarily. They weren't there when the EMTs got there. They weren't there when you went to the emergency room. But are they there? Yes. Are they going to surface? Yes. Everybody in this business knows that most of these symptoms with post-concussive syndrome occur and onset over time. That means even after you leave the emergency room. So, I mean, it's very important that you get this taken care of. It's very important that you understand the law. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We got a break coming up. Right after the break, we're going to talk to you about the specialties in medicine that you need to go see to be able to prove your case. We're going to touch on how you prove your case. Bell and Pollock, injury attorneys, we're here for you all over the state of Colorado, 303-795-5900, or we have an office in Steamboat Springs, 970-870-8989. We'll come to you. ChampionsOfThePeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. We'll be glad to represent you. You can contact us or get on our website, championsofthepeople.com. And by the way, it's an information-loaded website. Okay, Brad, you know, so you've had this head injury, start to notice these symptoms. Your family members start to notice these symptoms. Neurologists and neuropsychologists are where you're headed.
That's it. You got to go to a neurologist. Yeah, probably a neuropsychologist. There are, you know, people who are beginning to have some kind of expertise in this, such as sports medicine physicians who may be able to give you some information. But if you've got any kind of prolonged symptoms, your doctor, your primary care has to get you to a neurologist. And they have to get you to a neuropsychologist, period.
They really do. And we you know, a special thank you to all you doctors that pay attention to these concussions, all you doctors that take these things seriously, all you EMTs and paramedics that take them seriously, that really care about these patients. We see it every day, and we thank you. Okay, the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. You can contact us at 303-795-5900 or in the mountains, anywhere, 970-870-8989. We'll talk to you. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.